Good evening. This is VK2WI. Tonight's news broadcast from Amateur Radio New South Wales originates from the VK2WI facilities at Dural, Sydney, which is staffed by the volunteers of our broadcast team. Transmissions this evening are being made on frequencies between 160 metres and 23 centimetres. The announcer will advise on the transmitter status. In addition, automated relays will carry the broadcast through some regional VHF and UHF repeaters, and we thank the custodians of these systems for making the service available. Now, here are your announcer and engineer with this evening's news.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight. This is VK2WI News, live from our studios at Dural in Sydney. I'm your announcer for this evening, Al, VK2OK, and in engineering tonight is John, VK2HB. The weather here is overcast with a temperature of around 14 degrees Celsius. Rainfall over the VK2WI site over the last week was 10 millimetres, and our transmitter status is all operational. And on the ARNSW RadNet, VK2RAG is currently offline, but all other repeaters are operating normally.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. March 2010 marked 100 years of the WIA, the world's oldest amateur radio society. It was started in 1910 as a result of a meeting held in Sydney by a group of experimenters seeking a better deal. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
In the news from Amateur Radio New South Wales for this week, later in this bulletin we'll have a summary of on-air activities from both Sydney and across New South Wales. We welcome any updates from clubs and groups. Simply email news at arnsw.org.au. Now, we don't need a full script, just the activity details and contact information. General inquiries can be directed to the ARNSW office via email to office@arnsw.org.au or by leaving a phone message on 02 944 0123. Tonight we welcome listeners on the EchoLink Ham Conference and the Australian and New Zealand EchoLink Network. Callbacks will also be taken after the bulletin, and our thanks to John, VK3HJQ, and the Australian and New Zealand EchoLink Network team for making this relay available. Volunteer operators needed for Sunday broadcasts. Just a reminder that ARNSW is still seeking volunteers for both morning and evening broadcasts, especially in the evening. We need both announcers and engineers. It's easy and fun. It only requires an hour or two of your time, and you can volunteer as often as you like. Full training is provided, and the only requirements are that you hold a valid licence, are members of ARNSW, and can spare some time on a Sunday. We currently have volunteers for as far afield as the Upper Hunter and the Southern Highlands, so come on to Sydney. Volunteer operators needed for JOTA. St George Amateur Radio Society is preparing for this year's Jamboree on the Air. Club station VK2LE will be operating from the Endeavour Boree Regatta at Kurnell from the 16th to the 18th of October, and more than 500 scouts and guides are expected to be in attendance. The society is looking for amateur radio operators to help introduce them to amateur radio and make contacts around Australia and overseas. Operators of all licensed grades are welcome to volunteer, whether for just a few hours, a day, or the entire weekend. All radio equipment is provided. Just bring your enthusiasm for amateur radio and a willingness to help inspire the next generation. The Society is also looking for other JOTA stations around Sydney and across Australia interested in arranging contacts during the weekend. For more information or to register as a volunteer or JOTA station, visit the St George Amateur Radio Society website at sgars.org and follow the Jamboree on the air link, or email the JOTA coordinator at jotacoordinator@sgars.org. And this was from Paul, VK2GX, for the St George Amateur Radio Society. Now for the weekly solar and geophysical report. The data, thanks to the Australian Space Weather Forecasting Centre, first the summary of activity from the 7th to the 13th of August. Going across the page, the 10-centimetre flux for the 7th was 97, for the 8th, 94, 9th of August, 94, 10th of August, 95, 11th, 96, 12th, 99, and 13th of August, 108. The Fredericksburg A index for the 7th of August was 5. For the 8th, 13th, 9, 9, 10th of August, 5, 11th, 6, 12th of August, 8, and 13th was 8. The Australian A index for the 7th of August, 0. 8th was 18, 9th was 4, 10th of August, 2, 11th of August, 4, 12th, 5, 13th of August, 2. Estimated. T index for the 7th of August was 49, 8th of August, 47, 9th, 42, 10th, 35, 11th, 41, 12th of August, 53, and the 13th of August, 53. Solar activity was generally low, remaining below warning levels. Geomagnetic activity in the Australian region was mostly quiet to unsettled, reaching G1 on the 8th. A weak geomagnetic impulse of 9 nanotesla was observed at 11:28 UTC on the 11th of August. Ionospheric F2 critical frequencies in southern Australia were mostly near predicted monthly values. Frequencies were depressed by 20% after local dawn on the 8th, depressed 25% during local day on the 9th, depressed 15% during the day and 20% at night on the 10th, and depressed 15% during local night on the 11th. The forecast issued for the 14th of August through to the 21st. Solar activity is expected to be generally low. Geomagnetic activity is expected to be at generally quiet to unsettled levels. Maximum usable frequencies in the Australian region are expected to be mildly depressed early in the week, returning after that to near predicted monthly values. Now the solar flux index update. Here the updated solar flux index figures for this week. Having finished July, we had a minimum of 100, average 135, and maximum at 203, with peak dates from the 1st to the 5th and the 20th to the 31st. So far for August, we're expecting a minimum of 94, average 108, and maximum 140, with peak dates from the 1st to the 4th and 21st to the 30th. And looking ahead to September, we're expecting a minimum of 92, average 103, and maximum of 115, with peak dates from the 14th to the 27th. And this update was thanks to Noel, VK2FUL. Foundations of Amateur Radio. This series is written and produced by Ono, VK6FLAB, continues a weekly examination of the building blocks of amateur radio.
From time to time, people move and their shack tends to move with them. For me, that move is happening right now. I'm moving all of 900 metres up the road, a long story in itself, but perhaps best told over a campfire far from civilization. As I started the process of working out what needed to be done, I realised that I made a few rookie errors. The first one that I've made before, but at the time my excuse was that I knew nothing about amateur radio. Some say I still don't. This time I was busy focusing on above-ground power, pole-top transformers and high-speed internet. I forgot to check mobile phone coverage, forgot to bring a radio, and forgot to listen on HF. I will, no doubt, find out what the state of these things is when I actually move in a few days from now. But my rationalisation was essentially, I'm not able to operate from home as it is, so it won't get any worse, and if I'm lucky, it might get better. Frankly, I didn't have the heart to tell my long-suffering partner that there was yet another condition, you know, among the must-have actual proper internet, not the promise of one next year, must-have space for my office, and a place that can be locked up in the garage. I skipped the must-be-amateur-radio-friendly tick box for familial peace, and as I said, it cannot get worse and it might get better. Looking around my office now, it occurs to me that I'm going to have to remove the coax that runs through the window, which involves either cutting the coax or desoldering the connector. I suspect that it will become the most expedient of the two, given that the desoldering involves having to find my soldering iron among the half-packed-up house. Cutting looks like it. I'll tell myself that it's good because I'll find out if my coax is waterlogged. But between you and me, it's because I'm impatient to get moving. The remaining part of this is the thing that's on the other end of the coax, the metal shiny thing on the roof, known to most of the amateur community as a 10-metre vertical. A metal rod resonant on the 10-metre band about 2 metres long clamped to the gable of my pergola will have to come down. Of course, at that point, I'll be off the air. No counting how long that will last, but I'm hopeful that a quick and dirty magnetic mount will get me up and running shortly after the move. Of course, in an ideal world, I'd already have measured out the future radio shack, have a room away from the house, insulated, away from the fence line, lots of backyard with a choice selection of high trees, no noisy neighbours, council regulations that encourage radio amateurs, and a coffee machine, a bed, and while I'm at it, air conditioning. Who am I kidding? I'll likely be able to put my radio somewhere in a corner on my desk, much like it is right now. And if I'm lucky, I'll be able to be on air without disturbing the family. This all in stark contrast with a friend of mine who asked the community a simple question. Where would you put your radio shack if you needed fast internet and nearby medical services anywhere in the state? The answers were many and varied, from ludicrous to amazing, from off the cuff to well-researched, just waiting for the win on the weekend lottery to be able to pay for it. Our shack is an integral part of our hobby, and while I see some amateurs go out of their way to find and position their ideal shack, I see many more just making do with what they have. No doubt there is a balance to be found. I'm curious to hear what criteria do you have for your shack, what things are essential and what would be nice to have. If money wasn't a problem, what would your ideal shack look like and where would it be? I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
For more information about this series, including audio, transcripts and other useful amateur radio resources, Ono's website is vk6flab.com, and you can contact Ono by email to cq@vk6flab.com.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. To submit news for inclusion in these sessions, please email it to news@arnsw.org.au by the end of business on Friday. You can help us with presentation by writing your news item in the third person and limiting it to about one A4 page in an easily read font. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
What's the news? The Shazada 400 Endurance Ride is at St Albans from Monday the 24th to Friday the 28th of August. Central Coast Wison will be providing safety communications for this event. If you're interested in helping out, even for just a day, please contact Glenn via the Wison Operations email. The next online Wison Members Forum is on Tuesday the 25th of August at 7:30 p.m. Members are welcome to raise any issues. Sunday the 6th of September is the next monthly skills and maintenance meeting featuring a demonstration of Garmin Alpha Dog collars with the Weisen SART track system out the field. The location will be the Golston Recreational Reserve, 412 Golston Road, Dural. The Hawkesbury Canoe Classic is on the weekend of the 24th and 25th of October. It's one of Weisen's major community events, with Weisen volunteers providing safety communications at checkpoints along the river. A recent email called for operators, so if you're available to help, please respond and get involved. So if you're interested in this or any other Weisen activity, contact operations via email to weisen.ops@vrarescue.org. And don't forget to include the event that you're interested in. Weisen New South Wales weekly voice nets are on Sunday evenings from 6 p.m. on a number of repeaters around Sydney. There's a Winlink net tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Check the Weisen website for details. Weisen New South Wales is a communications support squad of VRA Rescue New South Wales. For more information about Weisen, you can visit the website at nsw.weisen.org.au. Now, for club news, we start this week with news from the Oxy Region Amateur Radio Club up at beautiful Port Macquarie. Club's August coffee morning was held at Thrumster last Thursday on a warm and sunny morning. It was particularly well attended, despite five of the regular attendees being unable to make it. Informal coffee mornings are on the second Thursday of each month, and everyone is welcome. The August Friday night get-together is at 7 p.m. on Friday, 21st of August, at the SES building in Port Macquarie. The next foundation training and assessment weekend is planned for the 29th and 30th of August in Port Macquarie. Anyone interested in gaining an amateur radio licence or upgrading an existing qualification can register their interest via the contact form on the ORARC website. Assessments for self-study candidates can be arranged at short notice for all licence grades. There's two club nets each week, the midweek net from 7:30 p.m. on Thursday nights and the weekend net, 9 a.m. Sunday mornings. Both nets are on the VK2 RPM 2-metre repeater on 146.7 with a 91.5 tone. EcoLink access is also available on VK2 RPMR. During nets, the repeater is linked to VK2 RCN at Telegraph Point via EcoLink. VK2 RCN is on 147.0 with a minus 600 offset and a 91.5 tone. Pardon me. For more information about the Oxy Region Amateur Radio Club, you can visit the website at orarc.org. As well as club information and a range of amateur radio resources, the website includes the latest edition of the club's bi-monthly newsletter, Oxtails, together with an archive of past issues available to read online or download. Club is also on Facebook. Just search for Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club. And this is from Henry, VK2ZHE, for the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club. And going up to the Central Coast, the carry-on club rooms are open each Saturday from 10:30 a.m. with members and visitors always welcome to the Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. Club's monthly show and tell is on next Saturday. Members and visitors are invited to bring along something they'd like to show, discuss, or get some help with. Items that are difficult to bring in can be shown using photographs on the projector. At the time of submission, VK2 RAG Summersby is only running a limited number of services. Current repeater status can be seen on the repeaters link on the club website. The club's weekly net is on Thursdays nights at 8 p.m. on the VK2 RAG 2-metre repeater. That's 146.725 with a 91.5 tone, and via EchoLink on the ham conference. It's also live video streamed on the club's Facebook page. You can find out more about the Central Coast Amateur Radio Club, including the things we can't talk about here, on the web at ccarc.org.au, or you can phone 02 4340 2500, which normally goes to Message Bank, or on social media by searching for Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. And remember to follow the page to receive updates. 73 from Alan, VK2MG, Publicity Officer for the Central Coast Amateur Radio Club.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. For voice contact with Amateur Radio New South Wales, telephone 02 9651 1490, which will take you to our message bank. For written contact, write to PO Box 6044, Dural Delivery Centre, New South Wales 2158, or email office@arnsw.org.au. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club Winterfest returns on Sunday the 30th of August at the Glenbrook Clubhouse. Come along and catch up with fellow amateurs and perhaps uncover a radio treasure or two. The day also includes the club's traditional sausage sizzle. The clubhouse is at 4 Moore Street, Glenbrook, just off the Great Aspen Highway, and about an 11-minute walk from Glenbrook Railway Station. For more information about the club or any upcoming BMARC events, contact the club secretary, Irene, at secretary@bmarc.org. And you can also find out more on the club's website at www.bmarc.org. 73 from James, VK2GOH, Publicity Officer for the Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club. Manly Warringah Radio Society, and now with news, here's Richard, VK2SKY.
This Wednesday is lecture night at the Manly Warringah Radio Society, when Mal, VK2TMF, will talk about software development using artificial intelligence, or AI. He will also live code, from scratch, a basic transceiver control application using the popular AI tool Claude. You can find past lectures and other videos on the club YouTube channel, VK2MBTV. As always, feel free to use any of our videos at your next radio club meeting. The Society's first 2026 Build-A-Thon and Barbie was a great success. Check out the club blog to see all the fun that you missed. All the kits have been sold out, but don't worry, the design documents are available online so you can make up your own kits. Details are on the club blog. Our weekly Urban POTA activations take place every Friday morning at various parks around northern Sydney. Led by Professor Portable, a.k.a. Colin, VK2JCC, the group goes HF Portable in a different local park each week and usually calls into the Morning Tea with Haddock 40-meter net on 7106 kHz at 9 a.m. This coming Friday's Urban POTA Park will be announced later in the week on the club's social media channels. You can also call into the net from your home shack or go portable in any other park of your choice. The Manly Warringah Radio Society meets every Wednesday evening at the First Terry Hills Guides Hall, Beltana Avenue, Terry Hills. Doors open at 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start, and visitors are always welcome. If you need directions, call in on the club's 2-meter repeater on 146.875, or check the club website for details. The website address is mwrs.org.au. The club is also on Facebook, X, and YouTube. Just search for the club call sign, Victor Kilo 2, Mike Bravo. 7-3 for me, Richard VK2SKY, the Publicity Officer for the Manly Warringah Radio Society.
Waverley Amateur Radio Society, the Society's next meeting is on Wednesday, the 19th of August, at East Bondi Junction. This month's presentation is Inside Australia's DMR Network, looking at VK2 DMR, IPS, C3, RadNet, and the future of connected radio. Matt, VK2FLY, will present an overview of Australia's connected DMR landscape. After introducing the fundamentals of digital mobile radio, Matt will detail VK2 DMR, RadNet, and the locally developed IPS C3 platform. He'll explain how repeaters, hotspots, talk groups and partner networks are working together and what's next for the network, including developments with the cellular POC radios and expansion into New Zealand. Presentation will be informative for both DMR newcomers and experienced operators. Meeting will start at 7:30 p.m. in either the Bondi room on Level 1 or the meeting room on Level 3, depending on room availability. Entry is from Spring Street, and members and visitors are welcome to meet for dinner beforehand at the Olive and Oak from around 6 p.m. The Society's Wednesday lunchtime gatherings continue at Centennial Park near the Duck Pond and Spruce Goose Food Van, or in the Bondi Room at East if the weather is inclement, kicking off from midday. The lunches generally include a wide range discussion as well as plenty of playing radio. Weekly nets are on Monday evenings at 8 p.m. on VK2RBV, which is 438.1125 with a minus 5.4 offset and 91.5 tone. Net control is Richard VK2XRC or Bob VK2NRC if Richard is away. All Society members and visitors are always welcome. For more information about the Waverley Amateur Radio Society, you can visit their website at vk2bv.org. And this was from Eric, 73, the Broadcast Publicity Officer for the Waverley Amateur Radio Society.
This is VK2WI nearing the end of tonight's news bulletin. On the Amateur Radio New South Wales website, you can find details of our services, membership and general information about amateur radio. The address is www.arnsw.org.au. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
I'm Matthew, VK2YAP.
I'm Stuart, VK2BMX.
It's time for your quick trip around the bands with activities on the air.
Daily, Manly Warringah Early Bird Net, 6:30 a.m. on or near 3690 kHz lower sideband. If that's too early, the morning net is from 8 a.m. on or near 7189 kHz.
On Mondays, there's the West Lakes Amateur Radio Club net at 9:30 a.m. on 40 metres, 7115 kHz. Listen for VK2ATZ Portable. The Great Lakes Radio Club net is at 7 p.m. on VK2RGL, that's 147.1 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone, and on EchoLink, VK2RGL-R. Hunter Radio Group VK2AWX News is at 7:30 p.m. on 146.975 MHz and 438.025 MHz. The Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club DMR net is at 7:30 p.m. on Brandmeister 50520, hosted by Ben, VK2AFK. At 8 p.m, there's the Lightning Net on 1860 kHz with Net Control Steve, VK2STG. The Haddock Net on VK2RNS, 147.25 MHz. The Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 2-meter SSB Net on 144.15 MHz upper sideband. And the Waverley Amateur Radio Society Net on VK2RBV. That's 438.1125 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. For other activities online and on air, check the website.
Tuesdays, National VKDMR Net starts at 7:30 p.m. on Talk Group 505. From 8 p.m, Blue Mountains ARC Net on 3543 kHz. St George Amateur Radio Society Digital Net on 146.8 MHz. And the Southern Highlands Radio Group Net on VK2RHR. On 146.825 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. The Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 80 metre net at 8:30 p.m. on 3666 kHz.
On Wednesday, the West Lakes Amateur Radio Club net is at 9:30 a.m. on 7115 kHz. There's 2 metre nets throughout the week. See the website for details. At 7:30 p.m, the Hunter Radio Group net on 146.975 MHz and EchoLink node 1474. And the Armidale District Amateur Radio Club net on 3633 kHz. At 8 p.m, it's the Haddock net on 3608.5 kHz, Illawarra's 6 metre net on VK2RMP, 53.65 MHz with a 123 Hz tone, and the Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club Net, VK2RBM, 147.05 MHz with a 123 Hz tone.
Thursdays, Vicious Ghost Amateur Radio Club Net at 7:30 PM on VK2RFG on 438.65 MHz with a minus 7 MHz offset and a 91.5 Hz tone. Also on Echolink. Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club, 7:30 PM on VK2RPM on 146.7 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. At 8 PM, there's the St. George Amateur Radio Society Weekly Net on VK2RLE, 146.8 MHz. The Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 10-metre net on 28.466 MHz. And the CCARC Weekly Net on VK2RAG on 146.725 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone, also on Echolink.
Fridays, it's Morning Tea with Haddock, 9 AM on 7106 kHz. West Lakes at 9:30 AM on 7115 kHz. And then at 8 PM, the Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 70 centimetre net on 439.675 MHz.
Saturdays, Westlake's Stone the Crow's net, 6 AM on 3588 kHz. Illawarra Amateur Radio Society net at 9:30 AM on VK2RMP 146.850 and VK2RUW on 146.675. Snowy Mountains Amateur Radio Club net 7:30 PM on Southeast Network VK2RFS 146.75 MHz, VK2RSE on 147.375 and VK3RDH on 146.625 and Echolink. Sundays, Westlake's DMR net from 8 AM, usually on Talk Group 3802. Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club from 9 AM on VK2RPM. Wison New South Wales nets, 6 PM on Chatswood 2 metre or Currajong 70 centimetre repeater, 6:30 PM on DMR, and 6:45 PM on P25. On HF, check website for details.
Don't forget to get your activities on the air here. Send us through the details of your activity, email us, news@arnsw.org.au, or leave a message on the office phone, 02-944-0123.
Our next news bulletin will be at 10 AM next Sunday morning, including a relay of national news from VK1WIA. Well, that's about all the news from VK2WI for this week. Your announcer has been Al, VK2OK, and your engineer has been John, VK2HB. Callbacks will be taken shortly. If you can call back to the relay station that provided the broadcast to you on VK2RDX at Mount Bindo, callbacks will be taken with thanks to the St. George Amateur Radio Society, and on VK2RNC Newcastle, Paul, VK2APA is standing by. Here at VK2WI, we'll listen for callbacks for those who took the broadcast directly. In the studio, I'll start with 20, then 80, 40, 30 and 160. In engineering, John will take callbacks on VHF, UHF, and he'll advise the order. All the best from the broadcast team here at VK2WI. Stay safe. Thank you for listening, and I'll give you a thought of the evening. Don't take criticism from people you would never go to for advice.